Welcome to the My Apothesis Podcast, episode number one on YouTube. I'm your host, Kevlar386. Thank you. Appreciate it. Far too kind. And today's episode is called The Lost City of Oscarville, Lake Lanier.
Because you are watching a master at work.
Have you heard the story of Oscarville? Located in northern Georgia, in 1912, Oscarville was home to about 1,100 blacks. Oscarville was a thriving black community in 1912 until some unfortunate events and they were forced out by night riders. The night riders came into the town on their horses and evacuated the entire town and left it a ghost town till about 1956. In 1956, the town was flooded and made into a man-made lake with a dam, covering up most of the town without demolishing it. Oscarville is now known as Lake Lanier. And if you know about Lake Lanier, so Lake Lanier has the houses, they have churches, they have roads, bridges, cemeteries that was never removed. They just pushed water all on top of that and flooded it out. See where I'm going? Since the lake was made, that lake has it has 700 deaths since 1956, and it's believed to be haunted. The swimmers who swim in the lake and do survive without drowning, they say that it feels like a lady was pulling their leg underneath the water. Now, the town is located in Gainesville, Georgia. Funny enough, because I'm in Florida. We have a Gainesville, Florida, obviously, where the Florida Gators are from. In Gainesville, Georgia, at their Margaritaville, you're not even allowed to get into the water. In fact, they have a fence like all around the beach, so you can sit on the sand, but you can't get into the water.
A popular water park is not letting anyone get in the water. Here's video from News Chomper 2 over Margaritaville at Lanier Lakes, where the beach is open, but no one's swimming in it.
And they have it off limits for good reason. In May of 2022, a 20-year-old male ended up drowning, and it's just been off limits ever since.
After careful consideration, we have decided to no longer offer swimming in the lake area. While we understand that this may be disappointing for some, we believe it is the right decision to maintain a safe environment for all our guests to enjoy and will allow us to put added focus on other parts of the park to offer a better overall experience for all our water park guests.
Now, the Lady of the Lake. Now, legend has it, there's a Lady of the Lake that people believe are responsible for a lot of the deaths at the lake. The locals describe the Lady of the Lake as walking down Highway 53, wearing a blue dress, and missing both hands. So who exactly is the Lady of the Lake? In 1958, when the lake had just reached full capacity, two young girls were speeding down the highway after just getting gas. Fate has it that the two girls never even made it across the bridge of the lake. Peep this, almost 2 years later, a local fisherman in the town, he found one of the bodies. Now, originally, they didn't know who the body was, obviously, because it's been decomposing and stuff, and fish and stuff been eaten off of it, which is crazy. But the body was described as bloating, decomposing. It had a blue dress and missing both of these. Fast forward in 1990. When they started updating the bridge and doing construction and whatnot on it, they go underneath the bridge and they find bones. You know, they find like a bones, and I guess after some time and they identified it, it turns out to be the other girl that was found. Visitors who come to the lake and sometimes camp near the lake, which I don't know why that should be legal, they say in the middle of the night they'll wake up and the kid is missing from the tent. And when they go out to look, the kid is just walking right towards the water like they're hypnotized. And I guess when they come out of it, they say a voice was calling them to the water. With all that being said, would you visit or would you swim in Lake Lanier? Let me know in the comments. If you enjoyed that crepisode, please let me know in the comments. I call it Creepisode because it's creepy episodes. I'm thinking about doing a series, but just let me know if you guys like them. Also, please make sure to like, subscribe, share, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out.
I never seen the image more clearer. I never felt the end more nearer. I can finally see myself in the mirror. I can finally see myself in the mirror. Reach for the stars, little Jody, so you can land on a cloud. Just be a star, little Jody. You'll stand out in the crowd.